welcome back to the award-winning It's Your Money and Your Life, now entering our seventh year. And now over to Richard to thank our sponsors.
Big thank you to our sponsors. Couldn't do the show without them. At the top of the list, UBS with Michael Quaranta. Also, we love CPA so much, we got two of them on the roster. Signature Analytics, Jason Kruger's great company, a CFO service firm. Also, more traditional CPAs, Polito Epic CPAs up in San Marcos, California. Also, just got off the phone with our great friend Joel Grushkin, Cost Segregation Initiatives, helping real estate owners improve their cash flow. It's all about cash flow when it comes to real estate. And if you got nowhere to put your money, that all these sponsors help you save. How about Mechanics Bank, great regional bank here in San Diego, headed up by Sean Puckett, working with families that own real estate businesses, wealthy families and family offices. Also, Hub International, great employee benefits firm. Talk about confusion in the employee benefits area. Do we have the ACA? Do we not? Also, my great friend Tony Lombardi, the LG Experience in the Lombardi Group, helping wealth advisors make heroes out of CPAs to the CPA's very best clients. Speaking of great wealth advisors, how about Paul Hines, Hearthstone Private Wealth Management? Paul, of course, also heads up the SeniorSafeAndSound.org initiative here in San Diego, helping to prevent financial abuse of the elderly. And, of course, Geiger Law Office, Brenda Geiger and her great team of attorneys specializing in asset protection and estate planning. And Michelle St. Clair, Elite Lifestyle Management. For those of you who have no time, Michelle will help you get your most precious asset back, your time. Great concierge service company that helps from simple things to more complex to save you time. Also, I wanted to thank Courtney Lava for introducing me to Dave McKibben. Dave McKibben assists the two entrepreneurs and their companies with PR and such. So big thank you to Courtney Lava, PopX Graphics, and Dave McKibben, who might be doing some work for my Move Your Feet Before You Eat Foundation, too. And for all you listeners, we're getting hungry because you skipped dinner just to listen to our show. We thank you. We can also help you, right, Joe?
Yes, it's a very good food foundation headed up by Michelle Ciccarelli-Lirac, putting on great foodie events throughout the year and won some nice press club awards herself, so congratulations. And then also the Lestat's Coffee Houses, the original Normal Heights, University Heights, the new one on University Avenue, all open 24-7, 365, very crowded, and got voted the best coffee house in San Diego by the readers of
San Diego. Way to go, Lestat's.
In their annual poll. And I know many of these sponsors have been working with you with great success for many years, right, Richard?
Yeah, actually, we quantify it now in decades.
Yeah.
But, Joe, we decided instead of having just one crazy entrepreneur in the studio.
But wait, we got to tell them about the go to the sponsor tab.
Oh, yeah, we do.
People want more information. Go to iymoney.com. There's a sponsor tab, drop-down menu. You can learn about any or all of our sponsors, and they can help you in a lot of areas. So, go for it, Richard.
So, instead of having just one crazy entrepreneur, we thought we'd bring a couple more in. Why not just pack the studio with...
What crazy? The guy makes $3.5 million.
Oh, that's a gross. That's a gross.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm sure he's doing
got expenses.
One.
But anyway, so we got a couple more, right, Joe?
Absolutely, we do. And if you worry about radiation from your cell phones, these are the guys that are going to save us from that. And you know what? There has been a lot of brain cancer, and we'll get into some data with these guys. But we have the founders and entrepreneurs who developed SafeSleeve. And in studio, we have Carrie Subel from Carlsbad. Hi, Carrie. How you doing?
Hey.
What is your title? Are you CEO or?
I am the CEO.
Okay. And we have Alay Kumar from Orange County. And
yes.
Hi, Alay. And what's your title?
COO.
COO, okay.
Chief Operating Officer.
All right. So we'll start with the CEO, I guess. So Carrie,
start at the top.
So tell us about your, born and raised, and then we'll get into how you developed all this.
I was actually born in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, my family goes back a couple of generations there. Moved to San Diego. I was only 2 years old, so... Not born in San Diego.
So that's
but
no accent.
Close
no,
enough.
No, unfortunately, no accent, no. But yeah, I grew up here my whole life in the Del Mar Carmel Valley area, actually. My parents moved to Carlsbad when I went to college and came back to start the company out of their, well, we don't have basements here, but out of their garage pretty much mm-hmm. in Carlsbad.
Where'd you go to high school?
Torrey Pines.
There you go.
Yeah.
And college where?
Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo.
Oh, nice.
Alay and I met there, actually.
I know it well.
So, engineers. See, these are the guys who are doing all the products and development, right? By and large, it is engineers, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely.
So, out of college, did you have a real job, or did you decide to become an entrepreneur, like, right in college?
You know, I had, like Evan mentioned in the last segment, I had that entrepreneurial bug since I was really young. Okay. My parents came here as immigrants with basically nothing, not even college degrees, and they started a business selling ties out of their trunk, basically. Mm-hmm. Built it into eventually a World Cup store in 94 when the World Cup was here in the U.S.
Wow.
Just selling World Cup U.S. paraphernalia. mm-hmm. and turned that into a jewelry business. So I think just growing up around that and seeing that they kind of, you know, had they did it out of necessity, and I don't think they would have wanted me to go through the same mm-hmm. struggle, but, you know, I couldn't help but absorb that. So,
but you got the sales experience watching your parents sell, because selling is the other big part of this. Without, you know, you can have the greatest idea or product in the world.
You got to be able to tell a story,
if
right?
If you don't know how to sell yeah. or market it, you know, right. it's not going anywhere.
So, absolutely. Right? That's one thing that, as much as I had seen growing up, I think I took for granted. Until we actually developed this product, like Evan also said, and, you know, actually had to go out and sell it, do we realize the value of that? I mean, mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm. completely crucial. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I always had the bug. I did have a few internships throughout college.
What's this Balboa Manufacturing? What did they do?
They sell various, they have various different brands, mostly like motorcycle gear, mm-hmm. Bandanas,
so
helmets, sunglasses, accessories, yeah.
Gotcha. And then you were at Solar Turbines for a while?
Solar Turbines, yeah. And nothing against the company whatsoever, but, you know, through all my internship experience, I just kind of knew, it confirmed what I had already known, which is, you know, I'd really like to try this on my own.
Gotcha. And then you were with Avira Medical Corporation, and a project engineer there, right?
Yep, that was my first job out of college. Uh-huh. It was, you know, a small growing company. They were doing really big things, but with very little staff. And, you know, same kind of thing. As much as I learned from there, you know, kind of taught me what I didn't know, if anything. Mm-hmm. I just kind of knew the whole time that, you know, I really want to give this a go on my own.
But along the way, you're absorbing, you're observing, you're seeing things, you know, I don't...
Building relationships, I assume?
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, I mean, I want to avoid this, and, you know, and then...
But speaking of relationships, we have Alea. How about your background, and then how did you guys sort of connect?
Sure.
Was it in college, or...?
Yeah, so I was actually born and raised in Sonoma County, California. Okay. Carrie and I met at Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo, both studied the same engineering degree. Okay. And, yeah, so we... That was actually, we were supposed to be studying for finals, but that's when we actually started talking about Safe Sleeve and wanting to start our own business.
So the concept came out of college?
The idea.
Well, Carrie worked for iCracked Inc., right? And we're repairing iPads and iPhones, and did that kind of lead to the genesis of your idea? Or
It definitely was, that more so confirmed. We had already come up with the idea at that point that I was doing those repairs. That was more so the side gig that funded Safe Sleeve in the beginning, actually, but... Mm-hmm. It did confirm the concept because I really had that one-on-one connection with the customers. I'd fix their phone and, you know, ask them, are you aware of the, you know, that your phone's emitting radiation? I would show them that in their settings in their iPhone, it actually even said that you shouldn't use your iPhone directly on your body, which mm-hmm. is something that people don't know because it's buried, you know, six layers deep in your right. in your manual. But so that more so confirmed the idea. We came out with the cases, the phone cases, and I was still doing repairs. And I was selling cases without even telling people it was my company because I wanted an unbiased opinion. And I'd say probably 80% of the customers I would do a repair for ended up buying a case. So
that was
how we proved the concept.
So, Elaine, did you guys stay in touch all after college, or was it a brief hiatus where you both went in your own directions and then you decided you should get back together, or what?
No, from college, we've been doing it ever since. We've been working on Safe Sleeve ever since college.
Gotcha.
Okay. So the website is Safe Sleeves. Tell us.
Safe Sleeve Cases.
SafeSleeveCases.com. And these are good for, obviously, for Apple and Android, right? And for all cell phones you can find, it'll work on, right?
That's right. We make custom sizes for every iPhone, most of the Samsung Galaxy models, the Note models, and then we make a couple of universal sizes that fit just about every phone.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the phone cases. We also make tablet cases for mm-hmm. all sorts of tablets, specifically iPads as well, and iPad minis. And then we have laptop cases too, which is actually the first product we came out with.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, we're coming up on a break, but when we come back, I want to really get into the data because obviously it's a safety issue.
The data is scary.
And I'm looking on your website to try to find some of that, but maybe you could just fill us in. But it's pretty...
Everybody sit tight.
Yeah. We're coming back
with some great data.
Yeah, from Safe Sleeves. These gentlemen are the CEO and COO, Carrie Subel and Alea Kumar. We'll be right back. Hang on. All right, we are back with the founders, the CEO and COO of Safe Sleeves. They make products for cell phones and iPads that protect us from radiation. We have Carrie Subel and Alea Kumar.
But Carrie and Alea, I got a question for you guys because you are very young. Do you guys remember life without cell phones?
I do. You do. I remember actually back in the day, I think the brick phones, those Nokia brick
phones.
Yeah,
the Nokia brick phones. Yeah.
Yes, the start of those phones, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we grew up when it was right at a transition, so we didn't have cell phones when we were, you know, in elementary school, which
right.
a lot of kids do nowadays. They weren't around for us. I'd say right around my junior year of high school is when my friends actually started using cell phones.
Okay.
And even then, yeah, it was the Nokia. They were more so just playing
and
Snake.
And, of course, when Richard and I were growing up, we hardly ever heard of anybody getting brain cancer or tumors.
But you know what we used to do on the road for business? We used to carry dimes to make phone calls from payphones.
Yeah,
do you know what a payphone is?
I do remember payphones.
Okay, good.
But anyway, getting serious for a moment, the increase in I've known people with brain cancer, and we never even heard of this when we were growing up. Very rare. It seems to be a more and more common.
It's less rare,
occurrence.
That's for sure.
So I'm pretty sure when those bricks came around, I mean, those looked like they were microwaving your brain, but have they improved? They must have improved the safety somewhat over the years, right?
You know, they have put regulations into place, but not really since the brick phones have come out, believe it or not. They're very, very outdated. They also are not indicative of not only how we use our phones today, the technology where it's at today, but the type of person using the phone. So we have children using phones, like we were just talking about at the break, 10 years old using phones, I think is pretty common nowadays.
Oh, yeah. And iPads too, right? I mean, my nephew's like drools on his, you know, these kids get mesmerized at these. And I don't do the game thing. I mean, I think, I don't know. I think it actually enhances epilepsy. I try these things. But tell us about, there's at least, I mean, on your blog, on your safesleevecases.com website, you're citing one study, a $25 million government study that links cell phone radiation to cancer. You want to tell us a little bit about the summary there?
No problem. So that was a study. It was, like you just mentioned, it was government funded. It was $25 million were put into studying the effects of cell phone radiation on rats from the stages of infancy all the way through adulthood. And so obviously they studied thousands and thousands of rats. And they did find, so they set it up to simulate what would be similar to like our usage of cell phones. Some could argue that it was maybe even conservative, so the cell phone was a little further away from the rat than it would be, you know, than we would use. And some could argue it was a little more because maybe you don't have your cell phone on you for 8 hours a day. I think most of us do. But what they found was an increased rates of brain cancer and other types of malignant tumors. So that was probably the most comprehensive study that we have to date and the most convincing. I mean, it's kind of hard to argue with that kind of a study.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a whole controversy you can also see on our blog, on our website. After the study came out, there was a lot of the cell phone industry really fought to keep that study under the wraps.
I would imagine.
Uh-huh. And eventually, after appeal, it got to the California Superior Court, and they did decide they had to release the results of that study.
Actually tried to block the study?
They did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the argument, and this came out of the city of Berkeley, was that, you know, it's a government-funded study. Why can't we access the results of the study? Which, I mean, you know, as a taxpayer, like all of us are, we would like to at least see what our government is spending our money on. So,
well, and then they think it might affect fertility, too. I mean, I keep mine in my front pocket. There has been...
You planning on having kids, Joe?
Yeah. Well, not at this point. But anyway, the...
good.
Even police officers, you know, with the radar guns, they were keeping those in their laps, and incidents of testicular cancer were going up. I remember hearing that. So obviously, it's radiation has an effect. So you guys, where can you get your product, and how do you market it?
So SafeSleeve Cases can be found through our website. They can be found on Amazon. It's on Walmart. It's on Jet.com. And we also sell cases worldwide. There's distributors in the UK and Australia.
Mm-hmm. So how does it protect us from radiation? Is there lead in here?
So we have a proprietary blend of a technology that's located in the front flap.
Okay.
There's no lead in there.
Okay.
And so it's been our technology has been tested in an FCC-certified laboratory to show reductions up to 99% of the radiation question.
Hmm. How old is your company? What year was it technically founded?
Technically in 2012. We started throwing the idea around in 2011, which was our last year of college.
It's about 5 years.
Yeah.
What kind of growth curve have you experienced? Don't have to be specific, but...
Exponential,
okay.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Imagine.
It's been a combination of coming out with new products and just more and more awareness, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think didn't the city of Berkeley put some new regulations in, though, in terms of disclosure when you go in and buy a device now?
Yes. So in all the stores in Berkeley, when you go buy the device, they have to share that information, the information that's actually already in your device. If you go into the legal section of your device, it will state the same information. They share that information. They have to, by law, to all consumers purchasing these devices.
That's good.
So let's say, for instance, you have an Android. Where would you find, you go to your settings, you would find there's some disclosures? Is it actually, there's some text on your phone somewhere?
What, you haven't read those, Joe?
No.
Neither have I.
Most people, yeah.
I'm just saying, where would you find it? Like in the about device part?
So Android really depends on the device. They're all a little bit different. I can tell you for an iPhone, there is in the settings general.
It's the settings, yeah, about general. And then you scroll all the way to the bottom in the legal section. And then you'll see a particular section that's called RF exposure.
Oh, legal information. Okay.
Wow,
and then let's see, privacy alert. What would that be under Google? I'm just curious. I'll find it on your own time, Joe.
But, yeah. So in the iPhones, like Alay just said, it's RF exposures.
Health and safety. Here we go. Legal.
But gentlemen, lessons learned as entrepreneurs, and in particular, very young entrepreneurs.
I'll start with, I guess, one of the first things. You know, you hear about all these, especially in our generation, you hear about the Mark Zuckerbergs and these individuals that overnight, it seems like overnight, they grow exponentially and become huge. And, you know, although that can work for some companies, it's not a good fit for all. And in a market such as ours, where we have to continue to educate the public as well about these studies coming out, it's definitely in your best interest to take your time and make sure that you are taking the right steps to provide a product that people actually appreciate, want to use every day. We focus a lot on aesthetics and things like that, so people don't have to make a sacrifice when they're trying to protect themselves.
I think we could definitely be here all day telling you all the lessons we learned. But the first thing that came to mind when you said that is, you know, everyone always tells you it's not the idea, it's the execution. What is it, 99% perspiration, 1% inspiration. And I think I always like, and I think most people when they're a little younger, they want to not believe that. They want to believe there is a shortcut. And once we actually started diving into this, you realize, you know what, you really do have to execute and you have to execute well. We're engineers. I consider myself like an engineer, but more on the creative side. That's what I like to do, like coming up with ideas, the vision, and starting to realize it, and making cool product tweaks and designs. But what we realized is, I mean, I probably spent 2% of my time doing that, and the rest of it dealing with the supply chain, dealing with our fulfillment, our logistics.
Right.
So,
so how about your parents? Were like, oh, this is really cool. You're going to be young entrepreneurs. Or was like, maybe you should go get a job and have a 401k. What was it like?
It was a little different. Actually, Carrie and I were on opposites. Carrie's parents were very much out of college. You know, they loved the idea of him pushing forward with it. My dad was more along the lines of, hey, you know, I think you should go to get a job first. So I started with the job and eventually decided that this wasn't a good fit for me.
Okay.
So where do you guys operate out of, Carlsbad or...
We are in Carlsbad, yeah.
Okay, very cool. Now, I also see you have anti-radiation headphones. Justin, pay attention.
Justin, what's the budget looking like?
And these guys are on, you know, these guys are in front of electronic equipment all day long, our engineers here. So, you know, right, Justin?
That actually brings up a good point I wanted to mention. So the big thing with the devices, it's called an exponential decay rate. So the radiation levels decay exponentially, which means once you leave a certain range, which is typically like 6 to 8 inches for our personal electronics, it really drops off a cliff. So you can see that if you test it in a lab setting, you can see that with the meter. You know, you take it away, you're seeing high levels, you get to that threshold, and as soon as you cross it, it drops off. So you mentioned Justin, I just, you know, to make him rest a little easier.
Is it safer to use earphones with your telephone rather than put it up to your ear? Probably so, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay. Carrie Sobel and Alay Kumar.
Gentlemen, really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. From Safe Sleeves, go to safesleevescases.com. We really appreciate it. Dave McKibben, thanks for bringing these gentlemen in
Courtney
today.
Courtney Lauber, thanks for introducing us to Dave McKibben.
There we go. And thank you, Richard. Good seeing you. Justin Hart, our board operator, thanks for making it sound terrific. All these shows are commercial-free on iwaymoney.com, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye now.